Maybe For a Minute is a fairly self-explanatory track. I wrote it from the perspective where you've had this sort of reunion with someone that you haven't seen in some time, and you meet up with them again, and you're reminded of all the good things, of all the reasons why you loved that person. And I think especially in a relationship where the passion created extremes, where the good was very extreme, but also the bad was very, very bad. I think sometimes you can, you know, you don't see each other for a while, so when you do see each other, of course you're not going to fight. So the extreme good can present itself to you again, and it's very tempting. And not just with me, I know tons of people who have said this similar kind of thing. You want to get back together with that person. I mean, we all know, I think we all have friends that are these perpetual breakup, get back together kind of people. And it can be very frustrating from the outside, especially if you're the friend of someone. But at the same time, you have to kind of understand almost the addiction that you can get to a particular person, especially when you feel like they're a true love, but maybe for whatever reason it doesn't work and you have to separate. Anyway, I think the temptation to get back together can be very strong, but you have to be able to step back and say, wait a minute, you and I didn't work. We didn't mesh. We can't do this again. I can't go back there with you. So in Maybe For a Minute, that's really what I'm talking about. I also really enjoy the bridge where I say, you know, I don't know the way to find where my love is. I think sometimes it can be very difficult when you're with someone all the time to access the good parts, the good feelings you have for them, because when you have drama upon drama and argument upon argument, it can become very easy to only see the bad part of the relationship and then feel like you're swimming in this muck. You can't remember why things are good, and that can cause even more drama in a relationship. So I really wanted to confront that feeling of wanting to get back together with someone but having the maturity to really look at your life and say that it doesn't work. Sorry I, for me, is a particularly heartbreaking track on Divide. It's about entering into a new situation. You've gone through the river of the bad in your life and had some failed relationships. And then you meet someone that's very wonderful and everything that you think you want. And you're very afraid. You know, this theme kind of runs through some of this record. There's the fear of entering into something new with somebody. It can be very hard to have to come to the realization that you are the problem, that something could be very good and perhaps and potentially a very positive relationship in your life, but frankly you're just too fucked up to do it. You just can't. And that can be very difficult, especially if you know that you have to hurt the other person, or that you're going to hurt the other person. I hate that feeling where you think to yourself, there's no way I can possibly do this. I don't have the strength. I have too much baggage. I have whatever. It's not fair to try to be in a relationship with this person if I can't be what they want or what they need, if I don't have that energy. And you have to be honest with yourself about that. You have to be, because it's really, in the long run, not a good thing to string somebody along if you just are drained, if you're just out of relationship energy. You just can't do it. But it is so painful to have to, in essence, break somebody's heart, especially if you know that they're very invested already or really into it. It can be really hard to do that. So Sorry I is interesting to me in the fact that it's not from the perspective of the person that's being broken up with, but from the perspective of the person doing the breaking up. And that can be very painful as well. So I really wanted to kind of address that. Summer really breaks my heart. Some people know that I wrote that song in a trilogy form, where there's a part one, a part two, and a part three. Part one is what made Divide, and it's a theme that I kept coming back to over the last decade of writing, where really it's about my first love. It's about the innocence of youth, of those teenage years, when you really give your heart to someone. And of course, very often that doesn't work out because you're young. I mean, you have your own lives to live, and Sometimes it can be a disservice to you as a human being to be with somebody that young and continue. Sometimes that works out, but not very often. And I would always look back so longingly at that time when things were, like I said, so innocent and pure, but also very dramatic and tumultuous because you're too young to really function properly. At least I was too young to function properly in a relationship. I didn't quite get it. I thought I did. So a lot of times I go back to that feeling when I'm writing. It will, you know, you miss that person sometimes. That can be the hardest one to get over. That first time that you really connected. And so I'm not going to go into a lot of details, but that particular person always has a special place for me, and I wrote Summer with that. It just has that feeling to me. I can remember the laughter and the joy and the, you know, not having a lot of cares except, did I do my algebra homework, you know? Nowadays, the older I get, the older everyone gets, there's a lot more going on in life. It's not as easy to just be carefree. And also, it's about being at Interlochen Arts Academy, where I graduated high school, because it was 400 artists, you know, all with our majors and everything, and it was very competitive, but we didn't feel that kind of competition with each other. And everybody was there, they were very serious about what they were doing, and there wasn't a lot of goofing off, at least in the classes. I mean, there was some. I was certainly a class clown. But that's another story altogether. Anyway, I wrote all three of the summer songs, looking back fondly on a situation that has not been able to recreate itself, really. And that's normal and fine. But it's definitely something I look back on a lot. So that's where summer comes from.